a continuation of Daf Mem Vav and Daf Mem Zayin that talks about Klali Apsak. And the truth is that we have two really important Klali Apsak in the Daf that we just learned. I mean, really, it's throughout Shas. But we have two right here in the Daf that we just learned. Number one, Rav Tanahu Upalik. Number two, Rav Yosi Imai. The rule is that Rav, even though he was an Amoira, was allowed to argue with a Tana. It's a very big chiddush. Because we know that in Talmud Bavli, all the Chachamim were divided into two groups. There were Tanoim, and there were Amoiroim. The Tanoim are the Chachamim that are mentioned in the Mishnayis, and the Brises, and the Tosefta's, and the Sefris, and the Sefra's, and the Teiras Koyanim. Tanoim. The Amoiroim were of a later generation, later generations. They were the ones that composed the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi, which essentially was a commentary on the Mishnayos and the Brises and the Teiseftes and the Sefros and the Sefris and the Teiras Koyanim. The rule is that an Amoira is not allowed to argue with a Tana. Why? In Kamakoyimai. But an Amoira can't argue with a Tana. Even though a Chacham of a later generation is allowed to argue with a Chacham of a previous generation, but at the same time, Amoira is not allowed to argue with a Tana. There's one very notable exception throughout Shas, and that was the Amoira Rav. Rav was a Tanu Upalik. There's a discussion in the Poiskim whether it was only Rav. This is Gemara about Rav Chia, maybe all the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, also Ve'en Kamakayimai. But this is a cloud, we had it in today's daf. Rav Tanahu Upalik. Even though Rav was an Amoira, you can't say Tanya Kavase de Shmuel and then say Tiufta de Rav, because you could always pull out of your pocket this cloud of Rav Tanahu Upalik. We mentioned last week that whenever there's a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever there's a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Ritva, Mesechtes Ksubis, Daf Ches Amud Beis, asks a bomba kasha. He says, let's do a little bit of math. Rav was an Amoira, stating that Tanu Upalik. He was allowed to argue with a Tanu. Rabbi Yochanan, in contrast, was also an Amoira, yet Rabbi Yochanan is not allowed to argue with a Tanu. There's no Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Upalik. Rav is a Tanu Upalik. Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Upalik. It would certainly seem then that Rav was greater than Rabbi Yochanan. If Rav can argue with a Tanu, and Rabbi Yochanan can argue with a Tanu, so Rav seems to be greater than Rabbi Yochanan. Yet, the klal is that whatever there's a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ki Rabbi Yochanan, beyad after alad aman aleph. So Freik the Ritva, he says, I don't understand. Doesn't make sense. Rav is a Tanu Upalig, Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Upalig, which would seem to suggest that Rav was greater than Rabbi Yochanan. Mi idachki sebeya daftalanam and aleph, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, halachik Rabbi Yochanan, which would seem to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan was greater than Rav. So freik the Ritva, which one was it? Was Rav greater than Rabbi Yochanan? Was Rabbi Yochanan greater than Rav? I have a stira in two klolim that permeate Shas. Rav Tanu Upalig, not Rabbi Yochanan, sounds like Rav was greater. Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan, which would seem to suggest that was Rabbi Yochanan was greater, says the Ritva. Really, Rabbi Yochanan was greater than Rav. However, for whatever reason, I don't know what that means, but for him to be able to argue with the Tanoim. However, Rav was mistayele milsa, and that's why he was able to argue with the Tana. Says the Ritva, this whole idea of Tanu Upalig, you have to know what this means. Mistayele milsa. Rav had it, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have it. For whatever reason. Do you want to know who was greater? Rabbi Yochanan was greater. It has to be. Because Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, lachak Rabbi Yochanan. So it must be that really Rabbi Yochanan was chacham tvei. Now the truth is that over the years we've touched on this point. That Rav is a Tanu Upalik, Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Upalik. Yet Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, lachak Rabbi Yochanan. And the truth is in Rav and Shmuel alone you see this. Because Rav is a Tanu Upalik, today's daf. Shmuel's not a Tanu Upalik, also in today's daf. Yet whenever there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, it depends. If it's a shiloh of Issa the head that we passing like Rav. If it's a question of Dine Mominus, over there we passing like Shmuel. So just because it's Rav who's a Tanu Upalik and Shmuel's not a Tanu Upalik doesn't necessarily mean that when there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the halacha is going to be like Rav. If it's a question of Dine Mominus, learning above a Kam, above a Metzia, above a Basra, the halacha is always going to be like Shmuel. So how do you make sense of this? The Ritva doesn't discuss Rav and Shmuel, the Ritva discusses Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Same kasha. But the Ritva discusses Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Ritva says that you have to say, Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan Chacham Tve. So I'm just thinking one Dover Chadosh, maybe you could say on this topic, and that is the Chavis Yar in his epic Tshuva, Tshuva Tzadik Dalet, Hafeichba Vahafeichba de Kulaba. So when he goes through his different Klali Apsak, so one of the klolim that the Chavos Yard discusses, what happens if you have a machloikis between Ravina and Ravashi? So Ravina and Ravashi were the two latest Amoraim. And they were the two Amoraim that, of course, they finished, didn't start, but they completed the Shas, the Chesimus HaTalmud was done, Al Yedei Ravina and Ravashi, and they're often synonymous with each other. Why? Because they together are the ones that are responsible for Talmud Bavli, the way we have it right now. Stating that, Ravashi was Ravina's Rebbe, and the Makar to that is actually a Gemara Masechtas Erevin that we're going to see in the coming week. But either way, Ravashi was Ravina's Rebbe. Stating that, the Rosh in Masechtas Kedushin says that if there's a machloikas between Ravina and Ravashi, we paskin like Ravina. We don't pass like Ravashi. So Freit the Chavis Yor, he says, I don't understand. If Ravina and Ravashi were contemporaries, but they weren't regular contemporaries, Ravashi was the Rebbe, Ravina was the Talmud. So why is it that we would paskin like the Talmud over the Rebbe? And just to be clear, this idea that we paskin like a Rebbe over a Talmud, in contrast to the concept of paskining like the Basroi, Rebelli, there's a specific idea, a specific concept of paskining like a Rebbe over a Talmud. And really, exhibit A for that is we had the Kolam on daf Memvav Amidez. Halacha Karebi Mechaveroi. Halacha Karebi Yosef Mechaverov, or maybe Mechaveroi. Halacha Karebi Kiva Mechaveroi, or maybe Chaverov. But the point is, Halacha Karebi Mechaveroi. What about from his Rebbe? Do we shine him speak out? Halacha Karebi Mechaveroi, Velo Mi Rabbi. There's a special carve out in all these calling for a Rebbe. A Rebbe and a Talmud argue, usually the halacha is, we're going to follow the Rebbe. So either way, Freit Chavis Yor, he says, I don't understand. If Ravashi and Ravina were Rebbe Talmud, why did the Rosh say that if it's a machloikas Ravina Ravashi, we pass like Ravina, who's the Talmud, why don't we pass like the Rebbe Ravashi? And the Chavis Yor says, a dover noir. He says, v'nira li tzastav. He says, because Ravina came from Eretz Yisrael. Ravashi came from Bavel. Avira de Eretz Yisrael, ahani leila Ravina, ayim menachis tafem bezom en alef. A dover chadash. He says, you want to know why? Because Ravashi was from Bavel. Ravina's going on Eretz Yisrael to Giyid. He came from Eretz Yisrael. We know Avira de Eretz Yisrael is machkin. And being that Avira de Eretz Yisrael is machkin, so he said, ahani leila Ravina, in koyach ha-psak, Avira de Eretz Yisrael is machkin. And we say, that's why there's an idea of, you're considered smarter, and that's why the halacha is going to end up being like Ravina. The truth is, this chiddush that the Chavis Yor says, that v'nirali k'tzas tam ki avira de Eretz Yisrael, ahani de Ravina, so I found in the Megadim Chadoshim, for Rav David Yoel Weiss. And this is later in Masechtas Erevin on Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. He brings this Chavis Yor, and he says, the truth is, even though the Chavis Yor didn't quote it, but Kedarki Bakoidish, Rav David Yoel Weiss, with his tremendous Bekiah, says that this is something that he already found in the Rishonim. He found it in a Melchames Hashem, that's the Ramban, in the third parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. The sugi over there is some of the festive sugis in Shas, Mitzvah Srichas Kavano, Hayashim Beshmini Besukah Yulaka, Bal Toysev, so it's really in the Geshmaki. And the Machamas over there is discussing a machloikas in the Gemara between Rabbi and Rab Zeira. And he says, who do we pass in life? If there's a machloikas, Rabbi and Rab Zeira. Rabbi and Rab Zeira. Do we pass in like Rabba or do we pass in like Rab Zeira? Says the Machamas Hashem, we pass in like Rab Zeira. He says, you want to know why? Number one, Rab Zeira was the Basroi. He was a little later than Rabba. And because he was a little later than Rabba, so there's a svar of Iyu Adif, the Mifsik Kavase. But then says the Machamas, I'm going to tell you another reason. He said, because Rab Zeira famously came from Eretz Yisrael. Rab Zeira went to Eretz Yisrael. Right, Rab Zeira was trying to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he was avoiding Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Zeira was an Eretz Yisrael de Geyid. Rabba lived in Bavel. Avira de Eretz Yisrael machkim. And says the Melchames Hashem that because Rab Zeira had Avira de Eretz Yisrael and Rabba didn't have Avira de Eretz Yisrael, as it relates to Psak Halacha, it's for that reason that Ravina and that Halacha is like Rab Zeira, the Halacha is not like Rabba. But either way, says Rab David Yoel Weiss, this Yisoy that the Chavis Yor says that we pass like Ravina over Ravashi because Ravina was from Eretz Yisrael, Ravashi was from Bavel. So what? Avira de Eretz Yisrael machkim, and this gets into the weeds of Klalei Apsak, you find it already in the Rishonim. Machloik is Rabbi and Rab Zeira. We pass like Rab Zeira over Rabbi because Rab Zeira was an Eretz Yisrael de Geyid, as opposed to Rabbi who was a Chutz La'aretz de Geyid. I was thinking that maybe that's a little bit of an oimik of why an Amoira can argue with a Tana. Because again, it's not clear why the Amoiram can argue with a Tana. It's a Kesef Mishnah in the second parak in Hilchas Mamrim in the Ram. We've spoken about this in the past. There's nowhere near enough time for us to even go down that road. But it's not poshid why an Amoira is not allowed to argue with a Tana. The Kama Kumas in Nishtabru to try to explain it. So I was thinking, the Tanon, if you go through the Tanon in Shas, where did they live? All the Tanon lived in Eretz Yisrael. Kamat. The Tanom was Teiretz Eretz Yisrael. It's clear. I mean, the word Tanom that came, Fahil, for example, came from Bavel Teiretz Yisrael. But for the most part, all the Tanom that we have, I think, were primarily from Eretz Yisrael. The Ikka Torah in this man of the time, even though there was so much Torah in Bavel, there was always Torah in Bavel. From Churban Bayis region, there was a tremendous amount of Torah in Bavel. In the beginning of Bayis Sheni, everybody stayed in Bavel. Nobody even wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. We know that. That's why the Shechina wasn't Shire in Bayis Sheni, because there were so many Yidden that remained in Eretz Yisrael. But if you go through the Chachmei HaTalmud, who are the Tanon? Where'd Rabbi Akiva live? Where'd Rabbi Eliezer live? Where'd Rabbi Yeshua live? Where'd Rabbi Tarfon live? Where'd Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi? Even the earlier Tanon, they all lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Tanoim with Teiras Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the last daughter of the Tanoim. He was Nifter. And after that, you have the Amiram. Where'd Amiram live? For the most part, Amiram lived in Bavel. So it could be that the Torah of the Tanoim was Teiras Eretz Yisrael. The Torah of the Amiram was already Teiras Chutz La'aretz. Avir Eretz Yisrael Machim. It defines the whole Tkufa. The Tkufa's Tanoim is Tkufa's Teiras Eretz Yisrael. The Tkufa of the Amiram is Tkufa's Teiras Chutz La'aretz. Avir Eretz Yisrael Machim. Now, Amir is not allowed to argue with a Tana. Ulay, Adavah Chadash. But regardless, as it relates to the Ritva's Kasha, the Ritva's Kasha, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yochanan. I don't understand. Rav is a Tanu Polik. Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Polik. So why, if there's a machlek, is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? The teretz is because we know that Rabbi Yochanan was the Mor of the Ari Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol Adar in Eretz Yisrael. He was the Reb Chaim Kanievsky of Unzer Adar. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. Umisham Teitzei Torah. He was the Lishkas Agazes. He was the Sanhedrin Agadol. That's who Rabbi Yochanan was. Rav went to Babel. Yeah, he was in Eretz Yisrael. That's true. That's true. He was in Eretz Yisrael. But Rav, Chiyasa Rav of Babel, he spent his Iker years in Bavel. Rav was in Bavel together with Shmuel. Said, could be Enochinami. I know who's Chochem Tvei. I mean, the Ritva says Chochem Tvei. But it could be this in Akuda, just like we pass like Rabin over Ravashi. Why? Because Avira Deretz Yisrael Machim. We pass him like Rav Zeir over Rabbah, says the Mechamis. Why? Because Avira Deretz Yisrael Machim. We pass him like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav. Why? Because Avira Deretz Yisrael Machim.